Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. Section B, Health and Wellness. No longer feeling the gym? Try creating a home workout space by Lindsay M. Roberts, special to the Washington Post. Last year, we realized how many things we could do at home if needed. Bake, cook, teach, work, and work out. Sales of exercise equipment, such as balls and indoor exercise bikes, have surged during the pandemic, according to the NPD Group, and nearly half of gym members don't plan to return to standalone fitness centers, says Run Repeat. That's not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to accomplishing your fitness goals. When the gym is in your home, it becomes part of your lifestyle rather than another chore to accomplish outside the home, says designer Amy Peltier, who splits her time between California and Virginia. But how do we create space for fitness in our homes, particularly if we don't want to fill a garage, family room, or studio apartment with weights and mats? We asked Peltier and other organizing and fitness experts how to set up a home workout space. Here are their suggestions. Define your workout space. Consistency and motivation are the two big things, says Megan Dahlman of Idaho, owner of the virtual coaching company Vigio. Usually we know what we should be doing. That's not the problem. We know we should be working out. We know we should be eating all the vegetables. The question is, are you motivated? Can you stay motivated long enough to see it through? And can you stay consistent? Having a set space for exercising is the first step in creating a fitness habit and keeping it going. Dahlman suggests using a mat to define that workout area. The bare minimum is just space, literally the space of a yoga mat, even if it's in your laundry room or at the end of your bed, she says. You know when you show up there, you are focused, and that is your time to take care of yourself. She likes the classic solid color yoga mats from Gaiam, $29.98, GAIAM.com. For that gym feel, says Ashley Stewart, a professional organizer and owner of OCD, Organize, Create, Design, of Scottsdale, Arizona, replicate parts of fitness centers in your home, if possible, by adding mirrors or rolled towels. In a basement, you can use room dividers or have the equipment face the wall. The key is creating an environment that makes you feel like you aren't home, Stewart says. Peltier suggests having fun with wallpaper, framed inspirational quotes, or even a series of three mirrors to create a full wall of mirrors effect. Set the mood. Whether you are setting up your Peloton in your bedroom, guest room, or garage, you want to create an environment that is welcoming and makes you feel like you are entering a workout zone, Stewart says. It's important to feel removed from the dirty dishes in the sink, the buzzing of the washer, and anything else in your home that demands your attention, she says. This can be as simple as going into a bedroom, shutting the door, and closing the windows. Noise-canceling earbuds can also help silence environmental noise and allow you to focus. For a yoga space, Stewart suggests dimming the lights. If your switches don't have dimmers, now's the time to get them. It's a quick change for the DIY savvy or an electrician. Diffuse essential oils and use a humidifier, she says. Dahlman likes Pure Enrichment's Mist Air Ultrasonic Cool Mist Humidifier, $39.99, Amazon.com. Home gyms can also feel a little sterile, Peltier says, so add in plants and light a candle. This will make you truly enjoy spending time there. Most people who are working out at home, says Joshua Rosh of D.C., owner of the fitness business Roshua Fit, are following along with coaches and classes online. It's key, then, to ensure your screen sits at 24 to 30 inches above the ground, the ideal height for going between floor and standing exercises, Peltier says. If you like to use your phone, having a phone stand handy will be the way to go, she says. Rosh says some of his clients will mirror virtual classes from their phones to a smart TV on the wall to view them on a larger screen. Organize your gear. If your workout area is in a shared space, baskets are good options for corralling items, Stewart says. Use a basket for workout bands, weights, and mats, one for shoes, and one for medicine or balance balls. Peltier recommends a balance disc if a balance ball is too big to store. Stewart also suggests metal mesh baskets from the Container Store. They're strong enough to hold a full set of weights, she says. Try the industrial mesh basket or a silver mesh rolling storage bin with handles, each $49.99, at containerstore.com. If there's room, shelving can help organize your space and define its borders. Cube shelves, 6-cube organizer shelf, $70, target.com. 6-piece foldable fabric storage cubes, $44.39, walmart.com, can hold gear, and the top of the shelf can be opened for a basket with electronics, such as chargers, earbuds, and heart monitors. Water hyacinth storage bins with handles, $8 to $19.99 each, containerstore.com. The idea is to find a place to put your gear away when not in use, while easily being able to pull it out, so you have no excuse not to work out, Peltier says. The bottom shelves are also good spots for weights. Start with a pair of 10 or 15-pound weights, Dahlman says. The price of weights has gone up during the pandemic, so it doesn't matter what brand they are. They all weigh the same, she says. Cobble together a set from your basement, a friend, or a thrift store. Groundbreaking. Dr. Christina Robom-Levitt with the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center on Midland College campus speaks about the Physician Assistant Program March 23rd during a groundbreaking ceremony. Photo by Tim Fisher, Reporter Telegram. TTUHSC announces $30 million Physician Assistant Program expansion. From Staff Reports. Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, TTUHSC, announced a $30 million School of Health Professions Physician Assistant Program expansion at a groundbreaking event last week in Midland. Regional Dean for the Physician Assistant Program, Christina Robom-Levitt, DMSC, PAC, DFAAPA, said this expansion is important to provide more access to health care for the people of the Permian Basin in West Texas by graduating more physician assistants. The PA profession can help expand primary care by partnering with collaborating physicians and serve those in rural and underserved communities, Robom said. Expansion of the Physician Assistant Program is an opportunity for TTUHSC to increase access to health care by doing what we do best, educate and train excellent providers. All of our partnerships are critical to the expansion project. We are extremely grateful to Representative Tom Craddock and the Texas Legislature, the Midland Development Corporation, Permian Strategic Partnership, the Scarber Foundation for their generous investments, bringing us one step closer to our goal. Craddock secured $20 million in 2019 from the 86th Texas Legislature and community partners provided additional support. Midland Development Corporation, $5 million, Permian Strategic Partnership, $2.5 million, and the Scarborough Foundation, $1 million. The additional $1.5 million comes from other gift funding and TTUHSC institutional funds. The 32,500-square-foot facility will include an anatomy lab, clinical classrooms, and training facilities. The labs will be available for nursing students as well as healthcare professionals throughout the Permian Basin. The expansion will allow PA class size to increase from 60 to 72 students. Project completion is set for summer 2022.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 28, 2021. Persistence Pays Off for Young TV Anchor by Ruth Campbell. One of the youngest anchors in the local TV market, Matthew Alvarez, is living his dream, but he's working hard to achieve it. Born and raised in Odessa, Alvarez began his quest to go into broadcast journalism when he was just a teenager. He started as an unpaid intern and is now executive producer and co-anchor of Wake Up West Texas. He graduated from Odessa High School in 2016 and attended Odessa College, but wound up pursuing his career. He still wants to finish at OC. You have to be 18. So I was emailing when I was 13, 14, 15, 16, and then finally I was 18 and graduating. I was like, this has got to be it. The news director at that time said, hey, you want to come in for an interview? This is the last week of school. I was graduating that Friday, so that Monday I came in and was offered an internship, Alvarez said. This June, Alvarez said he'll have been at CBS 7 for 5 years. Located in Music City Mall, the station has large plate glass windows where people can watch the newscasts happen. When I was about 10 years old, my 2-year-old cousin was battling brain cancer. A CBS 7 reporter at the time did a story on him and his family. The community outreach and support was incredible to see. Since then, I've seen the importance that journalism has on a community. That's what led me to want to pursue this career, Alvarez said. He said he always enjoyed watching co-anchor Jay Hendricks growing up, along with chief meteorologist Tom Tieferteller and weather director Craig Stewart. Alvarez, who was involved in audiovisual courses through Ector County ISD's Career and Technical Education Program, has been anchor of Wake Up West Texas since January 2019. I wake up at 6 p.m., but I don't go to work until midnight, so it's a completely graveyard shift, and I get off at 8 a.m. I work the full shift, do the show, do a couple of cut-ins for national, and I head out for the day, Alvarez said. The show lasts 2 hours, starting at 5 a.m. and ending at 7 a.m. His co-anchor is Camila Rueda. Alvarez concedes that the first 6 months were tough because he had always worked evening, with the craziest shift being from 2 p.m. to 10 or 10:30 p.m. That was quite a change, but I've gotten into it and learned to love it. I love where I'm at right now. I wouldn't be anywhere else, honestly, he said. Alvarez said he likes to start off the show with as much local content as possible. I believe local should usually come first, but I always let the stories dictate my decision on that. Local is how we started off, and then from there we get into keeping people updated on state, national, and regional news, any of the hot topics that are happening across the country, he said. He puts everything together himself for the show. I do everything myself, all of Wake Up West Texas. There's not a single part of it I don't do myself. Obviously, a lot of the stories we'll bring over from the night before, so a lot of that's already written for me, or if I need to add something in, of course, new overnight, new this morning, we'll drop it in, and I'll do that all myself. A lot of it is going back over the writing, making sure it sounds like myself or my co-anchor, and changing the graphics to the right color, he added. In the Career and Technical Education program, Alvarez said news was probably the least popular part. People were more interested in film. I was so invested in news, I took it further, joining the Business Professionals of America competition. Our teacher offered us the opportunity to compete against other schools across the state and nation, so we did very well in that aspect. We did regionals, then state. A couple of my former co-workers ended up being the judges for that last competition that I did. I didn't know they would end up being my co-workers less than 6 months later, Alvarez said. The first summer he was with the station gave him the start he needed to rise through the ranks. In March 2018, he started doing traffic reports. That same year, he became a reporter briefly before becoming weekend anchor on Saturday and Sunday and reporting 3 days a week. I loved being the weekend anchor. It was the best experience ever to be able to produce, anchor, and report. Those are three important skills, Alvarez said. Highlights of his career so far have been the community tours the station used to do around the region, reporting on severe weather because it's exciting, even though it's damaging to people, and the August 2019 mass shooting, which was a highlight in a bad way. I think it kind of showed how we're able to handle coverage like that with no prior experience. Not even the most experienced people here had seen something like that, let alone myself, who had only been at that time anchoring for a year and a half on the air, Alvarez said. That was an interesting experience. It was terrifying, especially for me, because I had my mom here when that happened in the newsroom. We happened to be out enjoying the weekend. We were doing some quick shopping, and I had to go into work because there was something weird going on, he said. The weekend anchor called to ask if Alvarez would mind coming in. By the time he got there, Alvarez said he realized they had to get on the air. They had received a news release saying there were multiple people shot. As soon as I got in here, we did a quick Facebook Live, got right on the air, and had assignments ready to go. Then the crews came in. We called everybody in. At the time, it was only me, my mom, and the weekend anchor, Alvarez said. Soon after that, Hendricks arrived. I had Jay next to me the whole time. That was really reassuring to have him there, someone I'd looked up to my whole life, being able to handle one of the worst situations I've ever seen here alongside with me. We both grew up here, so that was quite an experience for both of us. It was really nice to have him there next to me, Alvarez said. We stayed on the air for over 8 hours straight. It was a career highlight in a bad way. We got an Emmy nomination and a Murrow Award, and another accolade as well. I gained a lot of experience from those moments. That's something I'll carry with me the rest of my career. A lot of people reached out, and they were glad we were able to walk with them through that, Alvarez said. Hendricks said Alvarez is the future of CBS 7. He started at a very young age and is very good as a journalist. Matthew started as an intern and immediately moved up the ranks. He produced newscasts and within a few months was beginning to report, Hendricks said in an email. It is unusual for someone to start at an early age. Matthew was the type of person who asks questions and works out solutions. He wouldn't take no for an answer. He was the first one on the air the day of the mass shootings. He handled it with poise and professionalism, Hendricks added. Alvarez said he hopes to encourage other young Odessans to pursue their dreams. He noted that he constantly sets goals for himself and doesn't let anything hold him back. I always made sure that I was going to attain my goal based on my work ethic, showing that I can do this if you give me the opportunity, Alvarez said. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. No need to wait to get vaccine. Dear Dr. Roach, my wife and I tested positive for COVID-19 December 20th, 2020. Due to our ages, we qualify to receive a vaccine now, but we have heard and read conflicting advice relating to the appropriate vaccination timing for people who have tested positive, ranging from get it as soon as you can, to wait 90 days after the positive COVID test, to wait longer than 90 days, with no specificity as to how much longer. What's the answer? We have been symptom-free since the end of December 2020. Answer. People who have had COVID-19 have some degree of protection, but that protection is incomplete and may be short-lived. However, it is rare to get reinfected within 3 months of the first infection, so it is not urgent that you get the vaccine immediately. But you need not wait 3 months. You may get vaccinated after COVID-19 infection as long as the symptoms have resolved. Since you do not have symptoms, you are free to get the vaccine as soon as it is convenient for you. People who have been treated with monoclonal antibodies, bamlanivimab, or the combination of gosirivimab and imdivimab should not get vaccinated for 90 days after treatment.
Moving back home comes with questions of privacy. Dear Abby, at the age of 30, I recently had to move back with my parents. I am not the tidiest person in the world, but I thrive on the saying, dust, not dirt. I recently went on vacation. I knew my room was a little messier than I'd like, but I also knew I'd return from vacation ready to tackle the pile of laundry and sweep and mop the floor. Lo and behold, when I walked into my room, it was clean and organized. Abby, I felt my privacy had been invaded. I was embarrassed and ashamed, but also hurt because my parents had trespassed beyond my closed door. I feel betrayed and like my personal privacy was undermined. What should I do? Signed, Invaded Space. Dear Invaded, I'm glad you asked. I think you should get over it, and fast. I assume you are staying rent-free in your parents' home. You are no longer a teenager, and nobody trespassed. While you are under their roof, make an extra effort to keep the room you occupy free from dust and a pile of dirty laundry. If you act like a gracious guest instead of a spoiled child, there will be no reason to feel embarrassed or ashamed. Dear Abby, I'm married and the mother of two kids, ages 5 and 7. My husband is a very involved father and partner in our marriage. My complaint is that he's too trusting of other people and doesn't keep an eye on the kids in public places. An example, he'll take them to the grocery store and let them hang out in the toy department while he's getting groceries. They will be 100 yards away from each other. I've told him several times that I'm not comfortable with this, yet he continues to do it. I'm not sure what to do about it anymore. Have you any suggestions? Signed, Nervous in Nebraska. Dear Nervous, yes, because your husband can't be trusted to watch the children when they accompany him shopping, talk to the kids and impress upon them the importance of staying close to their father. However, if this doesn't work, then you will have to take over the errands until the children are older. Dear Abby, I'm 60 and was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years. I have an associate degree in the field that I just got a job in. My problem is, at this age, I'm a little slower at learning new things. My supervisor was willing to help me for the first week, but now she seems to have lost patience with me. I've been here barely 2 weeks, and she's made a comment that made me feel terrible. She was trying to teach me a filing system, and I was having a hard time understanding it. She said in front of the entire office that around here we have to use our brains. Should I talk to her or just push through? Signed, A Little Slower. Dear Slower, let it slide this time. However, if her lack of tact continues, talk to her about how her comment made you feel. And in the meantime, learn the filing system.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, April 2nd. Funny, sharp, and vigorous, pursue your dreams no matter how far-reaching they seem. This year, you initiate changes you never thought possible. Keep your day job, but use your spare time to fulfill physical and creative challenges. Be mindful of finances, since your extracurricular activities may run over budget. If single, you will attract someone who thinks like you. If attached, don't hide anything from your partner. Gemini humors you. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. Positive day. Take advantage of a few hours when you have no obligations. Search online for an out-of-print or rare book you have wanted to purchase. It requires patience, but you might find what you want. Tonight, fun with children and grandchildren. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. Average day. Your emotions may be on overdrive. Feeling joyful will infect everyone around you. Don't give in to irrational fears. Think about happy things instead. Reserve time to get physical with a walk, run, or swim. Tonight, a serious talk with someone close. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. Positive day. You may have second thoughts about a commitment you made too hastily. Take time to negotiate the terms and conditions. Talk it over with someone you trust. Strengthen a connection with someone you recently met. Tonight, live dangerously with a rich dessert. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, a positive day. Give your pet special attention. Find a home for a stray at an animal shelter. Teamwork saves you from a monotonous job. Enter a competition or take on a challenge you might have passed on previously. Tonight, attend an online meeting. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, average day. Lay the groundwork for fulfilling an artistic vision. A mentor can steer you in the right direction. Be open to unusual ideas. Follow your instincts and you can never go wrong. Go out with friends. Tonight, laugh it up. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. A positive day. Explore real estate for fun. Visit interesting neighborhoods or places you might want to live. Make your workspace at home practical and comfortable. If you need to replace equipment, take time to research the best deal. Tonight, unwind with a mystery. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. Average day. Brush up on time management skills. You may have to rely on them if overloaded with too many projects. Set limits for yourself and stay true to them. Too much information can tie you in knots. Tonight, do what you love. Scorpio, August 23rd through October 23rd through November 21st. A positive day. Make healthy lifestyle choices a family affair. Join a gym or take power walks together. Purchase weights so you can work out at home. Prepare nutritious and balanced meals. The fun is eating the delicious results. Tonight, plan weekend activities. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. An average day. Use your charisma to get your foot in the door. Take the lead even though you don't always like being in charge. There is no time like the present. Friends and family will support you if you fall. Tonight, story time. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. A positive day. Carve out a space for alone time. Just say no to parties and social events. Friends will understand. Use your imagination. A drawing pad and notebook is all you need to delve into new ways to express yourself. Tonight, karaoke. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, an average day. Get together with friends who make you laugh. Keep the conversation light. A serious talk is for another time. Get tickets to a concert or sporting event. Order online. It might take time, but it is worth the wait. Tonight, play trivia. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. A dynamic day. Share ideas with people you respect but whose views are different from yours. Incorporate those concepts into your work and think outside the box. Reward yourself for your efforts. Treat yourself to a frivolous yet inexpensive item. Tonight, practice public speaking.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.